Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Jared Bridegan, the Microsoft executive, the father, the husband, the man who, by all accounts, was a wonderful human being. The trial around his murder, trials around his murder, are about to begin. There's several people charged in the conspiracy to kill him. His ex-wife, Shanna Gardner, Mario Fernandez, her boyfriend, husband, guy that she made a great decision with hooking up with after, because he's just clearly the shining image of who you'd like to have your children around and continue your life with after the divorce. And also the guy that that was a tenant of Mario's for a house that he rented to him. All of them going to be facing separate trials in the coming months. Mario is up first. He's the beau of Jared's ex, Shanna Gardner, the genius that she is. And this is what we're going to be talking about today, Mario's trial, because it's about to begin. Jury selection is beginning right now, and we're going to be following it. And Shanna's trial comes right after Mario, so a lot of things that get revealed that come out in Mario's, you guessed it, it's almost like a preview. It's the dress rehearsal to the big one, to hers. Mario Fernandez walked into a Duval County courtroom facing four criminal charges and a potential death sentence. He now faces two charges and now a maximum of life in prison. We're going to talk about how we got here, and I'd love your thoughts in the comment section and Substack and YouTube as we begin diving deep into this case. Prosecutors dropped the conspiracy to commit murder and child endangerment charges in late July of this year of 26. They didn't really explain why, though. A criminal defense attorney unaffiliated with the case called it a strategic calculus, noting that the remaining solicitation charge covers much of the same legal ground as conspiracy. Sometimes they cut those sort of things to avoid confusion with jurors. No matter how black and white you make it, or not that complex, you know, the less hoops one has to jump through to get from point A to point B sometimes is the better option. The death penalty came off the table in late 25 with the support, actually, of Jared Bridegan's own widow and family. He's a lucky mother effer. Fernandez pled not guilty to everything from the start. His defense team, led by attorney Jesse Dreiker, briefly floated a plea deal with prosecutors before trial. The state said, no, we don't think so. Drecker told the judge the offer wasn't formal, wasn't in writing, and he didn't want to discuss details in open court. So it's about as far as it got. Fernandez is going on trial on first-degree murder and solicitation to commit a capital felony. A second person was at the crime scene the night Jared Bridegan was killed. Prosecutors revealed that detail in late July. They haven't said who it was yet, though. That's a mystery for the case. Before his arrest, Fernandez had no criminal record in Duval County. He had a military background and managed rental properties through a company he co-owned with Gardner. He also worked as a maintenance man at a gym. Financial records show Fernandez was the trustee of the Shanna Gardner Irrevocable Trust to fund Gardner's family set up to protect assets from Bridegan during the divorce. First Choice Home Rentals LLC listed Fernandez as owner number one with a 60-40 split. When detectives showed up at his home the night of the shooting, Fernandez told him he thought they were there about an animal dispute in the neighborhood. Body cam footage from the March 23 arrest in Orlando showed him polite and very relaxed. The state's theory comes down to one word: link. Prosecutors allege Fernandez is the only documented connection between Jared Bridegain and the man who allegedly shot him. Henry Tenen rented a house from Fernandez in Jacksonville's Biltmore neighborhood for several years. Phone records show 35 calls between Fernandez and Tenen in February 22, the month Bridegain was killed, 30 more in March. Communication continued at lower volume through June. Prosecutors also have paper. Three handwritten checks from Fernandez's company. First Choice Home Rentals, LLC, made out to Tenen after the murder. The total came to roughly $10,000. Two of those checks were issued the same day in March of 22, 1 month after the killing. One of those checks was dated April 4th of 22. It allegedly carried the memo line, Kickstarter, and good luck. That detail comes from the lead detective's testimony. Tenen's bank account held 52 cents on January 6 of 22, 6 weeks before the killing. By February 4th, it was negative by $2.38. And then a big influx of money. The state has witnesses too. Gardner's close friend Kim Jensen told investigators that Gardner said Fernandez could take care of Bridegain because of his military background. Jensen's statements are part of the state's theory about how the conspiracy began. One of the twins, Abby, reportedly overheard Fernandez and Gardner talking about how her father would be better off dead. Both twins are on the prosecution's potential witness list. So is John Biggerstaff, a friend of Fernandez, who served as a reserve officer with the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office, but also served time as a convict. His name appears in the evidence and is likely redacted from other portions of the file. Prosecutors allege the conspiracy began in November of 21. Court documents detail what investigators call a practice run along Bridegain's normal route home through the Sanctuary neighborhood. That's the same road where the tire was placed and the ambush was carried out weeks later. That's what the state has built. For 2 years, the prosecution's case ran through Tenen's guilty plea. In March of 23, he pled guilty to second-degree murder and agreed to cooperate, testifying against Fernandez and Gardner in exchange for a 15-year sentence instead of life or death. Not a bad deal. And then the structure collapsed. At a 2025 hearing, Tenen announced he'd given false testimony, changed it up. February 26, he told Judge London Kite directly that he wanted a trial. Kite granted the motion to withdraw his plea. Tenen is now under indictment on first-degree murder and four other charges. His trial is set for March of 27. Fernandez's defense leaned hard into this collapse at a March 26 bond hearing. Dreischer argued the state couldn't meet proof evident, presumption great, which is Florida's legal standard for holding a defendant without bail. He told the court Tenen's confession was coerced. Dresser also played police interviews of Gardner's children. They said they saw Fernandez at home the morning after the shooting. The defense won a separate pretrial fight that could keep critical testimony away from the jury. Fernandez's team moved to block a witness from testifying about a conversation she allegedly overheard between Fernandez and Gardner. Dreischer argued marital privilege, which protects private conversations between spouses, from being used as testimony. Judge Kite agreed and granted the motion. The jury won't hear what was allegedly said between husband and wife, at least not from that witness. Defense also tried to get the entire state attorney's office disqualified in late 23, alleging prosecutors accessed a privileged Word document titled Confidential Communications from Fernandez Electronic Devices. That motion was denied, but it forced the court to address how evidence from Fernandez devices was handled and whether the taint team, a separate group of attorneys assigned to filter out privileged material, had actually done its job. The money is the state's cleanest physical evidence. Dreischer has a counter for it. Tenen's own sworn statement to police described the payments as legitimate landscaping and roof repairs on the rental property. The defense has emphasized that no money went to Tenen before the crime. Dreischer's argument comes down to plausibility. If this was a murder for hire, the hitman did the job with no advance payment. It was paid afterward by personal check from a company with the co-conspirators' names on it. People do dumb things. Were they that dumb? That's why there's going to be a trial. That's why it's important to hear all sides of this story. Either those checks were for actual work on an actual property, or this is the most reckless financial trail in any contract killing. I don't know. But Fernandez may have undermined his own defense from inside the Duval County Jail. Discovery filings from May of 26 detail statements Fernandez allegedly made to a fellow inmate named Emmanuel Alexander. Between May 25 and March 26, Alexander told prosecutors that Fernandez called Gardner the mastermind behind the killing and said he himself was supposed to be the executioner. These are claims being made by another inmate. And look, inmates oftentimes have reason to testify because it benefits them. And sometimes things get made up. I'm not saying that's what's happening here, but I'm saying it's something to pause on, something to be cautious about and to examine as we examine all of the pieces of evidence in this case. Alexander also alleges Fernandez asked him to help frame Kristen Breitigan for the murder. After bonding out, Alexander was supposed to contact Fernandez's brother, an attorney, and then mail letters to media and law enforcement pointing at Kristen. Gardner's defense attorney, Jose Baez, has previously sent a letter to the state's attorney's office warning against sending agents to make deals with inmates. Prosecutors say they made no deals with Alexander regarding his own pending case. Alexander is awaiting trial for the attempted murder of his wife. Fernandez's defense has spent 3 years attacking every witness who connects him to this conspiracy. Tenen recanted. Jensen's testimony is partially blocked by privilege, and jailhouse informants have obvious reasons to cooperate. The state doesn't need Tenen on the stand if it has Fernandez's own alleged words. He allegedly admitted the killings happened, described his role, and tried to manipulate the investigation from a jail cell. Those are the allegations. Can it be proven? The scene itself may be the state's strongest card. At a late July 26 hearing, prosecutor Alan Mirazi disclosed that two people left the crime scene the night before Breitigan was killed. One fled on foot, one drove away in a pickup truck. Tenen's DNA was on the tire that blocked Breitigan's path. Tenen was not driving. The state hasn't identified who was behind the wheel. As Rahi told the court, the state has evidence of communications between Fernandez and Tenen on the day of the killing itself. He pointed to the landlord-tenant relationship as the established connection and argued the communications prove it went further. Judge Kite approved separate trials in April of 26. She also ruled that Fernandez's verdict won't be sealed while Gardner's case is pending. When the jury reaches a verdict, the public will know before Gardner's trial begins. Jury selection is underway. 82 potential jurors have been retained through two rounds of screening. As of this recording, one dismissed after a coworker reported she'd been looking up the case and discussing it at work. They're going to get there. They're going to get their jury. Deeper questioning is underway. Trial is scheduled to begin August 17th to the 28th. Of 2026. We will bring you coverage of it every single day right here. The defense has moved the field before opening statements. The state's cooperating witnesses recanted and withdrew his plea. Key testimony is blocked because private conversations between spouses can't be forced into court. What's left is circumstantial. And Dreiser knows it. The state still has the phone records and the checks with the memo lines. It has the informant's account of the confession and an unidentified driver who left a murder scene in a truck while Tenen fled on foot. Gardner's trial is set for August 31st. Tenen's set for March of 27. But here we go. Buckle up. Fernandez goes first. We're going to be bringing you all the coverage right here. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you're getting podcasts so you don't miss any of it. In fact, if you've not done so already, well, hey, there's the QR code. If you're watching us on YouTube, follow that. Take it wherever it leads you. It takes you actually to a link tree to your favorite podcast player. You click on that, and then you can subscribe to our podcast, Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, on whatever podcast player you so choose. Check it out. Makes it really easy to hit subscribe. You can take us with you wherever you go so you can listen to the trial. You can listen to these cases, our discussions, our expert panel interviews, all of it in audio form, in the car, at work, when you're out at the gym, going for a walk, wherever you are, off of YouTube, the audio of what we do here. There's even more in the podcast platform. Do check it out. The link is right there. We do appreciate that and hope you'll join us there. And then come back to YouTube to discuss. In the comments section, tell me, where do you think this is going? Is this an open and shut case? Is this a case that has not a lot of questions to it? Or is this a case where there's a theory, it could be as bad as it looks, but sometimes things line up in ways that are not what they appear? And sometimes people get convicted of crimes they did not commit because things just wrong place, wrong time themselves. That does happen. Is that what's happening here? I ask of you that question. We'll continue our conversation in the comment section. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery, but we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's the Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.